This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, folks. We are in Warsaw, Ohio. Beautiful state. Warsaw, Ohio. We just got back from Michigan. If you're just joining us now, we are going to be at New Beginnings Ministry at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning in Warsaw, Ohio. New Beginnings Ministry, 10:30 tomorrow morning in Warsaw, Ohio. I've been pretty quiet out there. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but if you want to jump in on the conversation, add to, take away, contend, whatever the case might be, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to say thank you very much for making us the number one radio show and number two radio show every weekend on Genesis Communication Networks, friends. Only you can do that. There's 65 different show hosts, and you've made us the number one and number two show. And again, we thank you for that. Thank you from Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're broadcasting into 140 cities as well as into 53 countries on many social media platforms. If you want to go to one of them even now, go to beforeitsnews.com, click onto the video, join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe on that page, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and click onto the social media platform, join us on Top Chat, or if you want to give us a call, do that too, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to a little political theater here. I don't know how it is or what it is as to what it's going to take for the American people to understand that the best that we have in Washington, D.C. is the problems that we have in this country. The people, the American people, are somehow appeased by the likes of so many. And I brought up Ted Cruz and Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan, Jason Chaffetz. Well, folks, let's add to the mix Rand Paul. Rand Paul's been a problem since day one, too. And by the way, it's interesting how Rand Paul disagrees with all that which is going on, or at least that's what you have you believe, but yet he's walking around with a mask on that doesn't work. And I've asked the question before, and I ask it again. How is it that the manufacturers tell you that they don't work, but somehow or another, the politicians want you to believe that they do work? What, did they fail to read the back of the box? Did they fail to go online and see that they do not prevent COVID-19 or virus or disease? Oh, he's an actor. He's a clown in the circus of politics, like the rest of them. I want to see if anybody catches on concerning this little debate, this little political theater, this act that took place that they of course had pre-scripted. And I want to see if you can catch the wordplay here. And I want to see if you understand what the Hegelian dialectic is. Okay, here's the headline: Senator Rand Paul demands, right? Dr. Fauci points to scientific data showing vaccinated people need not to wear masks. Anybody hear that? Let me say it again. Senator Rand Paul, okay, the lawful authority elected by the people to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, demands Dr. Fauci to point to scientific data showing vaccinated people need to wear masks. Anybody get that wordplay? Anybody see how they just pushed that right in? See how they're trying to normalize that everybody's vaccinated? You just heard during the last break, friends, how many times did they remind you of the pandemic? How many times did they highlight more fear to drive you to their vaccinations? How many times have they shared with you what happens to people that don't wear masks? How many times have they insinuated what's going to happen to people that don't take to the vaccination? And that's what I'm going to get to today. How many times? Hey, folks, isn't it interesting? We got more serious issues to deal with other than a pandemic, and I want to tell you what it is. Instead of selling or buying the vaccination, friends, how about you start enforcing the law against these criminals and start bringing forth judgment so we don't have to listen to these clowns in the circus of politics anymore? Because it's exactly what they are. They're a bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48, that have sold us all out. Let me show you. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, he's one of the good guys, confronted, right, top White House health advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Thursday over the purported need for Americans. Listen, for who? The purported need for Americans who have already been infected, okay, with or vaccinated against COVID-19 to continue wearing masks. He wasn't talking about the general population, friends that are wearing masks. No, he wasn't. Rand Paul is trying to defend people that have now gotten the vaccination with the insinuation. Well, everybody's going to get it anyway. I'm here to tell you. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're having problems with this, as I've shared with you in the past. Frontline workers are quitting their job because they will not take the vaccination. The military will not take the vaccinations. A good portion of them, up to 60%, are not taking the vaccination. I've not had a conversation with anybody that has agreed to take the vaccination. But what do you hear during the breaks, as I just asked you a moment ago? All people that have taken the vaccination, are they telling you the side effects of these vaccinations, or are they telling you how good it is for you and how it is that they want to get back to normal? Who created the pandemic? They did. Who created the crisis? The same ones that are offering you and playing what? The problem solvers. See? Well, guess what? Senator Rand Paul's doing the same exact thing. He's helping kick the ball a little further than most have. And how do they do it? Through the Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward. Well, that's exactly what he just did. Because he's talking about what's the reason for people to have to wear masks after they've been vaccinated. Most people will take that headline like, well, he's talking about people, why did they have to wear masks? No, that's not what he said. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, has recommended that Americans who receive a vaccination against COVID-19 need to continue to wear face masks and practice social distancing to the end year and into 2022. Okay? Is he the law or is Rand Paul? Okay? During a Senate hearing on nation's coronavirus response, Paul questioned Fauci on the science behind his recommendations, asking if any studies had shown mask wearing is necessary post-vaccination. Folks, Ron Paul is speaking out against the very things that his son is helping to advocate. No scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated, with specific studies do cite to argue that public should be wearing masks well into 2020. Rand Paul asked. Wow. Again, friends, the question that needs to be begged here is, well, don't they have the same information that we have? And Rand Paul's not highlighting the death toll from the vaccination?
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'll get to the phone calls in just a moment, but I want to finish this, friends, because what I want people to understand is it's interesting how these conservatives, you know, the Republicans, the good guys, again, unconstitutional. Isn't it interesting how they're all getting the American people to ask the wrong questions? Well, just keep in mind, if they don't have, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about getting you the right answers, right? Well, that's exactly what Rand Paul's doing. Matter of fact, Rand Paul is jumping over all the statistics concerning the death tolls and the adverse side effects of the vaccinations. Why is that, friends? How come Rand Paul, the good guy, how come he's not confronting Anthony Fauci for his failed attempt of doing the same thing that he's doing today and getting away with it? How come he's not confronting him with him doing this 10 years ago? Same players, same script 10 years ago, but it failed 10 years ago. How come Rand Paul's not confronting Anthony Fauci with any real questions? Because it's the political theater that's being played out in front of your faces. Rand Paul is one of them. Friends, he's wearing a mask. He's going right along with it. Whatever Tony Fauci says, he goes right along with it. Because they all what? Submit to the likes of Bill Gates, who is setting the narrative. And again, keep in mind who Billy Bob Gates is, friends. His dad was on the board of what? Planned Parenthood, responsible for murdering 60 million babies. He's not a doctor, nor is he an elected representative, but somehow or another, all of our politicians and even the said administration, friends, is submitting to the narrative that Bill Gates is setting. How come Rand Paul, if he's such a good guy, I'm talking about his son, Rand Paul, forgive me, Rand Paul, how come he's not asking real questions? Why is he talking about basically saying that those that have been vaccinated don't need to wear a mask anymore? Do you see how he pushed it forward, friends? So now he's saying to you, Rand Paul is, and this is all scripted political theater, by the way. You know it is. Rand Paul just goes right along with it. Why do people that have been vaccinated, why is it that they still have to wear masks? Just playing the absolute fool. And the only people that he gets away with it with are those that don't know the difference. And that's exactly why he does it. So much for Rand Paul, friends. I've been watching Rand Paul for some time, and I've never trusted him a day in my life. I see the compromise all over the best that we've been told that we have. And, friends, I'm here to remind you that we don't have to settle for the best of what we've been told that we have. Okay? I've said it 100,000 times. They only do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing today. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I have Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I say that Rand Paul is proof that you're better off with an enemy than a traitor. Because at least
that's right.
The enemy, you know, he's shooting at you. You get in the foxhole with the traitor, and he's going to stick you in the back every time. And
that's exactly what he's doing, Steve.
And what Rand Paul has done is he's the opposite extreme. You know, what's just as bad as trying to convince people that don't know they're slaves, it's also convincing the people that think they're slaves and they're not. I mean, so many of the defeatists in the conservative movement, like Rand Paul and all of those, they've enslaved themselves. They've taken Fauci's lies, and because they can never take the fight to where it belongs, fight every lie and demand the truth, then all these lies against them are accepted as truth, and they'll never win. They're defeated every time.
Well, what's crazy about this, Steve, is the way, if you've heard the exchange, and I'm on the road right now, but it's interesting, the conversation goes in such a fashion that Rand Paul is the one that's demanding that Fauci make his point. But yet, throughout, it's really Fauci that's taking the usurpation over Rand Paul concerning policy, because Rand Paul is saying, well, how is it that you mean to implement policy this way? Well, Rand Paul's supposed to enforce the laws against policy. And if policy undermines the Constitution, then what begs the question is, why is Senator Rand Paul not putting his foot down on Anthony Fauci's neck and actually demanding that he answer real questions according to the law? The reason he's not doing it is because he's one of the clowns in the circus of politics. No question about it.
Well, and Dr. Lee Merritt pretty much explained this when she was on Tim's show a while back. By having frivolous demands in this occultic nature of what's going on, you just make everybody accept the control over themselves. When it says straight out on the box, this will not protect you, and you get a whole lot of people that say, well, look, the truth don't matter. I got to do what I'm told. You know, these people,
yep.
Truth is whatever Anthony Fauci says, according to all these people that have enslaved themselves, including Rand Paul. But the reality is the truth is the truth regardless of what anybody says. You know, you can deny that there's no parachute on your back, but you're going to learn the truth when you hit the ground if you bail out without it. And
belief is
irrelevant when it comes to truth or lies.
That's right. Steve, do you mind basically bringing forth the revelation of basically what you do? Do you mind telling our listeners as to what you do?
Well, I am an EMT.
So you're qualified to talk on the issue is what I'm trying to convey to our listeners and our viewers. It's not like you're calling in without actually knowing what you're substantiating here.
Well, and it's kind of funny because I wrote another article this morning, and I'll be sending you soon, because I wrote it on that open letter to the World Health Organization that Gert Vandenborsch has written, and he was a vaccine expert. And in my article, I write about how, you know, there's nothing special about me. What got me to the point I'm at is I've read about 600 articles and listened to multiple, probably hundreds of hours of lectures just on COVID alone since this thing started. If anybody cares enough to know the truth, they'll find it. And, you know, so few people care enough to find the truth. And they're going to really suffer to this, because as all these people get sick from the vaccine damage, they're going to be suffering from this. And then those of us that aren't, we're going to suffer from what happens, because they're going to keep telling more lies, more lies, more lies. And their failure is going to become proof that they get to do even greater failures.
That's right. That's right. And again, that's what they do. Thank you for the call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, which, by the way, brings me to the point that Steve just brought up. Friends, WHO, that's the acronym for World Health Organization. Folks, an insider, once again, telling the people the truth, blows the whistle on Gates and Gavi. I want to say this, too, real quick. I know that there's a lot of people, namely Trumpites, that are trying to convince you that it was this current administration that gave $3.5 billion to Bill Gates' organization called Gavi. It wasn't Joe Biden, just for the record. And I'm not defending Joe Biden. The guy's worthless. He's a pro tempore. He's an empty suit. He's a stand-in, and that's all he is. That's all he is. He's not my president. He'll never be my president. Neither is that political whore, and that's exactly what she is. I'm not name-calling. It's true. She's a political whore that's despised by the American people, like her sidekick, Joe Biden. I'm talking about Kamala Harris, friends. The fact of the matter is nobody takes them serious, but they're there for the purpose to see what it is that the American people will succumb to. You're being tested. In America so far, you're failing the test miserably. Miserably. But let me go over to the WHO insider, how he blew the whistle on Gates and Gavi. This is the acronym. Listen. Quotes from an article concerning what's going on from an insider blowing the whistle on Gates, who works for the WHO. I want you to listen carefully, and I'm teeing it up right now because we got a hard break coming up in just a couple seconds here. But I want you to listen. I got four quotes from this whistleblower as to the information that you need, because the WHO, Bill Gates, the CDC are operating through a government by force on a global basis without any rule of law in reference to what they mean to implement and what it is that they are implementing through this narration, and how they are institutionalizing through forced compliance. Either you do what we say or else. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you how they are operating outside of American government and the U.S. Constitution. They are answering to nobody. And keep in mind, friends, I've been calling these people out as demigods for how long? And what is a demigod? They think that they're above the law. Americans, 330 million of you, we have to remind them that they are ruled by law. We, the people in this country. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration has been working on dealing with the situation at the southern border, where an influx of migrant children coming into the U.S. unaccompanied is overwhelming border facilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells ABC it's a humanitarian disaster.
The Biden administration did not get prepared for what the floodgates would look like. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the Biden administration scramble, being incapable of dealing with the amount of the number of people coming across the border.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is now in India, where he's urging allies to avoid buying any Russian equipment to avoid sanctions. India is trying to buy a Russian air defense system. So far, they've only made one payment. Last year, the U.S. sanctioned Turkey for trying to buy the same system from Russia. This is USA Radio News. A massive 7.0 earthquake has shook Japan and triggered tsunami concerns. According to the Geological Survey, the earthquake occurred in the evening and the epicenter was about 16 miles just east of Ishinomaki, Japan. A tsunami advisory was in effect for portions of coastal Japan, but within 2 hours it was canceled. There are new rulings from a judge in Minneapolis as they work on jury selection to try the fired former police officer who's charged with murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill said he will allow a portion of police body cam video in Derek Chauvin's murder trial from a 2019 arrest of George Floyd. Also, they will have drug and medical evidence brought forth, which is similar to last year's arrest. The judge also saying,
I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take some more calls in just a moment. We're going to be talking about the vaccine holocaust, how it just got worse. We're teeing it up, taking it step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, and bringing you there, friends. I want to highlight this, and I want you to listen carefully as to how these people are operating today. This is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, okay? Again, Americans, we the people, are the law. If we are weak and we're done and we're ready to surrender, then great. Go ahead and do that. But I'm telling you, the only thing that we have to do is stand strong and be the strength of the Constitution, be the law of the Constitution, and deal with such people that I'm going to highlight even now. Friends, WHO insider blows whistle on Gates and Gavi. Listen carefully as to what he said. These are quotes from this whistleblower. According to Stuckelberger, Switzerland is at the heart of the corruption. Largely thanks to it being the headquarters for Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, founded by Bill and Melinda Gates. In 2009, the Gavi Alliance was recognized as an international institution and granted total blanket immunity. Hey, folks, got a question for you. Who operates in this world with blanketed immunities? Who owns a business that is granted total blanket immunity? Nobody. Why does Bill Gates have it? He doesn't. He only has it if you believe what he wants you to believe. You understand? When we hear about these vaccination companies in 1986 concerning the childhood safety vaccination, you know, plan, safety act, where they gave vaccine companies immunity. In other words, again, the vaccine companies are not liable for the damage or death that it may cause if someone is actually injected with one of their vaccinations. Your said representatives gave them a blanket immunity. They are not accountable. When have you ever heard of that ever a day in your life? But can I ask you a question in all sincerity? Isn't that how your politicians act? Do they look like they're worried when they transgress the U.S. Constitution? Nope. Do they look like they're worried about their future, though they should be? Nope. Do they act cocky and arrogant like they're above the laws that they're transgressing? Yep. And can I ask you another question? Who taught them that they're above the law, more than 330 million people in this country? Nobody. Nobody. They're not worried about what you're going to do to them. That's why they do it. Neither is Bill Gates. Here's another one from the WHO insider blowing the whistle on Gates and Gavi. He said they can do whatever they want. Nope, they're going to do what you allow them to do. Zuckerberger says without repercussion, they can do whatever they want. The police, for example, are barred from conducting an investigation and collecting evidence if Gavi were to be implicated in a criminal investigation. This whistleblower said, it's shocking. She says Gavi is also completely, ready for this, tax exempt, which Zuckerberger notes is very strange. Of course, it's very strange when politicians don't get held accountable concerning their lack of paying their taxes as well. Doesn't anybody think that's weird? But isn't it interesting if you don't pay a tax or you're behind on a tax, how the IRS, they're sticked on you by these politicians that you tolerate to basically squeeze the blood out of a turnip, even if it's not there, concerning the American people? Again, America, how do you help the people that don't help themselves? Come on, let's be real here. This whistleblower goes on. Essentially, Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates' organization, is a non-governmental organization. And keep in mind, it was Donald Trump that gave $3.5 billion a week and a half before he left the People's White House. It was not Joe Biden. And I got the proof in the pudding to show you. You've been sold out incrementally. Why? Because God's going to have his way one way or another. Folks, you could put the holiest of men in the People's White House today, and it's not going to change a thing if the Lord's judging this nation. Because he told you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't tell you that your politicians or your representatives were to repent, and you can go ahead and live the way that you want to live. That's not scriptural. Again, the Bible says that you're supposed to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Going back to this, whistleblower. Gavi is a non-governmental organization, NGO, that is allowed to operate without paying any taxes while also having total immunity for anything they do wrong. Isn't that your government, America? Absolutely it is. Who runs with politicians in America? Bill Gates does. Who's running this narrative in D.C. right now? Bill Gates' little henchman, Anthony Fauci. Oh, my goodness, friend. The whistleblower says this is rather unprecedented and raises a whole host of questions. You think? It's particularly disturbing in light of evidence Zuckerberger claims to have found showing that Gavi is directing as a corporate entity, right? The WHO. Of course they are. And they are not doctors neither, for the record. Furthermore, and I end with, documents cited by Zuckerberger show that the WHO has assumed that amounts to dictatorial power over the whole world, not me, in Jesus' name. The director general has the sole power to make decisions, including discussions and decisions about what tests or pandemic medications to use, that all member states must then obey. Now, let me ask you something. Are your said representatives working for we the people, or are they working for the likes of Bill Gates and big pharma companies and vaccination companies like that of Merck and Moderna and Pfizer And again, the great question that everybody should be asking is, why are all the statistics being covered up concerning the adverse side effects and the death tolls that are on the rise from these vaccinations? Well, hey, friends, they've been censoring doctors that are telling you the same things that I'm telling you since the beginning of this whole pandemic. So it's an issue of those that have ears to hear, let them hear. If you don't have ears to hear the truth and you go get the vaccination, you're on your own. Nobody can help you. And there's nobody to go after if something goes wrong, because the people that you were listening to saw fit that if something does happen to you, that they are not going to be held accountable for the consequence of what does happen to you. That's your call. I'm going to go ahead and take Dan calling in from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, did you see Franklin Graham said Jesus Christ would get the vaccine and would push it? I mean, it's as blasphemous as it can get, because Jesus Christ was created perfect in God's image, and you're telling me that Jesus couldn't fight off the coronavirus? I mean, come on, Brad.
I just told my wife on the way over to Ohio that if you look at the last 70 and 80 years, who has been the point man as the Christians that need to be emulated more than that of Billy and Franklin Graham? Here, I want to tell you, the Bible says that this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, Jesus said, you know it hated me. The world doesn't hate the Grahams. They love the Grahams. It's so far and so much that it's in Hollywood, California, on Hollywood Boulevard, the witches and the warlocks and the pedophiles and the sodomites and the filth and the scum of the earth decided that they were going to give Billy Graham a star on the Walk of Fame. If that doesn't scare you, friends, I don't know what does. As a matter of fact, Luke 6:36 comes to my aid. The Bible says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. They're false prophets. Someone just asked me the other day, what would you do if you had the opportunity to sit with Franklin Graham? And by the way, I've been to the top of the echelon of the church. I've been to the cream of the cream of the church, and I understand exactly why this country's in trouble, Dan. But I told him in response, I believe it was yesterday, that I would have some serious words with Franklin Graham, because he's telling the church to pray rather than to do. And who has created an impotent church more than that of the Franklin Grahams? And by the way, it's not Franklin Graham's fault. It's not Billy Graham's fault. It's the people's fault for getting their eyes off the Christ and following him and taking and putting a man in their place. And what have they reaped? They've reaped the curse, and rightly so.
Right. Well, and I couldn't agree with you any more than what you said about, you know, I'm in the game. I'm trying to wake people up, and, you know, I eat, breathe, and live trying to wake people up and spread the gospel. And, you know, the biggest people who resist are Christians and patriots. The average conservative American thinks that showing your fight for freedom is hanging a Trump flag in your yard and hanging an American flag and put a, you know, just crazy stuff. And Christians are like, well, you know, like you said, just pray about it. And, you know, I wear a mask not to upset people. And it's just the weakness of the church is scary, and the weakness of the supposed good guys. And Bradley, when I mention it about the conservatives standing up, the first thing they always say is, well, why don't you call out Biden or Obama? And I said, I did. But the point is, Bradley, we know who those people are. We don't have to guess who they are. They tell us who they are. When you say one thing and do another, you're not our friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the ad right now, CHVN 95.1 FM, actually highlighted the article. Franklin Graham supports vaccines and said Jesus would too. I'm here to tell you, Dan, I'm here to tell you, listeners and viewers, that is blasphemy. That is blasphemy. And these men who have been put up, the Grahams have been put up. There's been Robert Shuler was one that was put up. CBN was put up. The clown from CBN, he's another one. He's an evolution. I mean, folks, what you have taken to be Christians, if those that you have taken to be some sort of example that we and our children are to emulate, you are so far off of Scripture That is
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'll be hitting that on Monday concerning Franklin Graham, friends, because I've got a whole segment just on Billy and Franklin Graham. The man was put up. It was actually William Randolph Hearst that actually said to puff up Billy Graham. The only reason the devil would say to puff him up is because he was on his side and he was willing to bow down to him so he could give him the world. Well, Jesus obviously said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou worship. The Grahams are sellouts. They've always been sellouts. Matter of fact, President Truman said back in the 50s that he didn't trust Billy Graham. And it's interesting, he's had every opportunity into the People's White House in this country to reprove these corrupt politicians for their crimes, their unconstitutional wars, for abortion, for homosexuality. And what happens when the test comes? The Grahams fold, and then they turn and tell the church to do the same thing. And those that are following the Grahams do what the Grahams do. They don't do what Jesus does. They do what the Grahams do. Folks, what Billy Graham just said concerning Jesus would take the vaccination, I'm telling you what, that's blasphemy. And anybody that is born of the Holy Ghost, that has the Holy Ghost, you're going to be indignant concerning the things of the Franklin Grahams who sicken me, and they should sicken you to the core as well. That is if you know Scripture. Now, I got a couple more things I need to cover before the end of the show, and we've been talking about pretty much everything that concerns the headline, the vaccine Holocaust just got worse. You guys all heard about the Tanzanian president, right? My weekend friends, you all heard about the Tanzanian president, right? You heard about how he disappeared for 2 weeks and then he shows up dead. You know who this guy was, right? He was the one that was basically, that was very skeptical of Western vaccines, so much so where he took goat DNA and he turned it into laboratories as human DNA. He took motor oil and he turned it into laboratories that's human DNA. He took pawpaw, which is fruit, and he turned that into laboratories as DNA. And guess what happened, friends? He shared with his country's people. He said he is not going to subject his country, the Tanzanian president, to be a bunch of guinea pigs concerning these vaccines that the people in the West are submitting themselves to. You know that every single one of those tests came back, friends, positive? He goes missing for 2 weeks for making a joke out of what Americans are subjecting themselves to. How does a president go missing for 2 weeks? How does he show up dead at 61 years old and then it's reported that he had heart failure? How does the president of a country disappear for 2 weeks? But they want you to believe that he just died, friends. This is the guy that said he was not going to subject his people in his prospective country to these vaccinations. But here in America, man, they're the ones promoting it. They're the ones advocating it. They're the ones selling it to you, because what you don't realize, friends, is they are getting kickbacks every time they open their mouth in favor of the same narrative. But what they don't realize is they've sold their soul. I don't have time for the bad guys today. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because your time is short, just like the rest of us. Life is but a vapor. This is incredible what's going on, friends, in this country. What's going on a global basis concerning this global pandemic? But I do want to encourage you and cause you to understand that in Romania, hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets demanding for in exchange for a new government, telling the old government, you're done, you're fired, goodbye, we're bringing new people in. Did you know that? Of course you didn't know that. The globalists get afraid when the American people wake up. They get afraid when the world wakes up to their scheming, to their cunning, to their deception. Did you know that this is happening again in Germany? Jim just had a doctor on this morning from the UK. That government is continuously pushing forth more measures to force compliance with the people in the UK. What are the people doing? They're resisting. Did you hear about that? No. No. Same way you haven't heard from the doctors that are running antithetical to the narrative that Bill Gates and politicians are setting today in America. And the doctors that have sold you out like Judas did with the kiss. No, you didn't hear about that. Same thing in France. Same thing in Australia. You hear about all the people standing up in defiance, friends, and the hundreds of thousands in every country? Absolutely not. They've awakened. In America, you're supposed to be the first in line. You're supposed to lead the way. But foreign countries are telling you we're not doing this. Gosh, America, you're gluttons for punishment, man. Because I mark my words, listen to me well. It's coming again. You're going to get another pounding pretty quick because of what you're submitting to. Either you put a stop to what's going on, America, or the tsunami's coming. Oh, rest assured, it's coming. And tsunamis destroy everything in their path, and that's what these minions of hell do best, friends. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. They don't care. They no more care about you than the babies that they're killing, friends, or sanctioning the murder of concerning the 3,000 to 4,000 every day, and they want to convince you and me that they're looking out for our well-being. Give me a break. Hey, folks, I shared with you during the week the Israeli vaccine holocaust just got worse. They're now being told that they can have their freedoms back only if they take the vaccinations. You all know that, right? Benjamin Netanyahu is a sellout. He's a globalist, just like the rest of them. Keep in mind the same hirelings in the pulpits that have been getting you to think that Israel geographically is somehow God's apple of his eye and that Benjamin Netanyahu is a God-appointed man. Not for his blessings, but for his curses indeed. These are the same ones that have been pointing their fingers at Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu as some sort of God-chosen and God-sent men. They are not. They're globalists. Matter of fact, Benjamin Netanyahu, he got up on the political stage for the world to see, this clown in the circus of politics, and he took a shot, and you all well know it wasn't Pfizer or Moderna. It's interesting how everybody else gets side effects concerning these vaccinations, but all these globalists that have taken their picture, getting the shot, or have taken their shot on TV. It's interesting how they're just all great, humble, and healthy, and happy as can be. Well, he takes his shot. You know the first thing he does? Well, it was reported by the New York Times. New government and business initiatives are moving in the direction of a two-tier system for the vaccinated and unvaccinated, raising legal and moral and ethical questions. Israel has raced ahead, said the New York Times, with the fastest COVID vaccination campaign in the world, inoculating nearly half of its population. Not true. 70% are refusing, by the way, with at least one dose. Now the rapid rollout is turning the country into a live laboratory for setting the rules in a vaccinated society, raising thorny questions about rights, obligations, and the greater good. Listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu just did to his people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's his cabinet voted this week to open shopping malls and museums to the public, subject to social distancing rules and mandatory masking. And for the first time in many months, gyms and culture and sports events, hotels and swimming pools will also reopen. But listen carefully, only for some. Under a new green badge in Israel under Benjamin Netanyahu, a green badge system that functions as both a carrot and a stick, the government is making leisure activities accessible only to people who are fully vaccinated or recovered starting Sunday. 2 weeks later, restaurants, event halls, and conferences will be allowed to operate under those rules. Are you listening to what these people are saying? Friends, listen to me carefully. My rights don't come from my employees, my representatives. My rights come from God, and I delegate unto them, those that work for me, what I entrust them with. And if they don't do their job, we impeach them and we prosecute them. You know what they're doing in Israel right now, friends? They're offering the people back their freedoms that they never gave. There's a green badge system in Israel under Benjamin Netanyahu. God's man, friends? Yeah, this is like Franklin Graham, right? God's man? No. No, not God's man. Put that up against Isaiah 30. No. They're globalists. Isaiah 28, verse 18 tells us that their covenant of hell and their covenant of death will be disannulled. But let me remind you, we can stop it before genocide, not after. Israel is one of the first countries grappling in real time with a host of legal, moral, and ethical questions as it tries to balance the steps forward, resuming public life with sensitive issues such as public safety, discrimination, free choice, and privacy. Hey, folks, has nothing to do with it. What this is, friends, is the politicians and the globalists taking their masks off and forcing them upon you, and yet it doesn't stop there. They're offering your freedoms back to you, and you better rest assured it's going to come to your front door again if, Americans, you don't put a stop to the corruption that's taking place in this country as to what's taking place in Israel right now. And do consider, for those that are worshippers of Benjamin Netanyahu, he's been a globalist for a long time. And he has been implementing the things that God condemns on every level for a long time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.